Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Eminem. This has been asked by a few people, not too many actually. I've got other voices that have been asked for more often. But I wanted to do Eminem because he's not an actor, even though he's done some acting. He's a rapper, and I did a review of Tupac's voice, and it was mainly concentrating on his speaking voice, not necessarily his performance when he's rapping, but him in an interview. And I wanted to look at Eminem as well, because Eminem is a real, you know, quite famously a massive fan of Tupac, and may have been influenced somewhere along the lines by his rapping style, but certainly not necessarily as a speaker, because Eminem is very unique in the fact that when you hear his voice, you know who it is. You know who's speaking. And so I want to look a little bit at his rapping and the qualities he's using when he's speaking, but I also want to look at his interview. And there's this great interview online with Jonathan Ross and Eminem from, I don't know, probably about 10 years ago or something. And he's just speaking kind of naturally and quite in a relaxed manner. And I just thought we'd just listen to his voice and then maybe talk a little bit what he's changing when he's rapping and what he's adding to it and the kind of energy he's bringing. So let's have a look at Eminem.
You know, just kind of wanted to, like I was trying to figure out where I was going. You know what I mean? Like where I was going in my personal life and career-wise and everything, like where I was, what I was going to do. So I kind of wanted to, I knew I wanted to take a break from the spotlight, but at the same time, I still wanted to do music, you know, because I'd go crazy if I didn't do music.
Like, the first thing I noticed about Eminem speaking in an interview, his voice seems a little bit deeper, more relaxed, more resonant than when he's rapping. When he's rapping, he seems to kind of put on a persona, and as we all know, he's got the character Marshall Mathers, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe he's put this mask on, and he's kind of, when he adds the energy, it kind of heightens his voice somewhat, and it makes it a little bit harder. He's got a very thick accent, though.
Yeah, I was writing music too, but
being from a city as well, I think it's kind of a, it's, you tend to get this in big cities that are kind of quite dense, is that accents become quite hard, and like London and Glasgow and they all kind of have a certain dynamic, and they seem to be quite pushy. And I know that his accent is close to New York because of the way he's kind of throwing it out there.
I kind of took the producer's role even more.
He's really articulating himself through his mouth, and his lips are kind of pursed, and he's, you know, even though being American, there's a bit of nasality in there, he's really throwing the air forward, throwing like that. And that's another thing, actually, he says that. He doesn't say this, that, he says this and that and the other. This, that, and the other. This, that, and the other. The lips are quite important.
And, you know, stepped away from the mic, even though I was still writing, I was still making songs, but it just wasn't.
I was still writing. So it's got a glottal stop there. Writing. In London accent, you do that quite a lot as well, little stops. We have stop and a glottal stop. So there's a glottal, which is a little thing in your throat which kind of stops the air coming through, just ever so, if it, say the air is like that, and I have a glottal stop, and he's kind of doing the same thing with his accent.
Still creating music, writing music in that period, even if you were releasing it.
Yeah, I was writing music too, but
I was writing music too. So his glottal stops actually stop air and then make it drive forward again quite hard. So that's how I know that there's a kind of a city accent and an accent that's really kind of pushing and quite hard. But again, like I said before, his interview voice is kind of quite mellow, even though the accent is kind of tough and sort of hard. I want to figure out what he's doing to change it from speaking into his rapping.
Even more so, and, you know, stepped away from the mic, even though, I mean, I was still writing, I was still making songs, but it just wasn't, I wasn't making anything that I felt like was good enough to put out at that time. You know what I mean?
So with a hard accent but a soft tonality, what's the difference? What's changing? Well, the only way we're going to find this out is by looking at a song. Right, so let's check out one of his videos.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god.
All my people from front to the back, nod.
All my people from front to the back, nod, back, nod. The first thing I notice he's doing as a difference between his speaking and his rapping is that he's using more air. Maybe this is a good video on how to rap, but I'm not sure. I'm not a rapper, I'm a singer. I do a bit of rap, but clearly not in the league that Eminem's in. He's using more air, and he's still got that accent of his, but he's kind of throwing it forward even more now, because when he's speaking, he's kind of low, and he's using his lips, and he's throwing that. The accent moves things forward in the zone. But now, he's kind of playing with that head voice. Head voice. He's gone up there somewhere. Now who thinks that their arm's long enough to slap box? Slap box. He's doing two things here. He's going up there and really hard hitting off the hard palate and the nose and the nasality and the nasal cavity. But he's also going soft. So he's then dropping it down and at the end of the sentence and going into a quite airy sound. Now who thinks that the ba-da-da-ba, ha, 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 ha. Do you see what I mean? The texture, the tonality of that. I'd have to learn the song to really like, do it properly and do it any justice. But he does have that nasal quality when he's rapping. And he really, sometimes, especially on his older stuff, he really used to, hi, my name is really going through the nose. And it kind of can be a bit irritating if someone was to speak like that all the time. But he's actually kind of using it as a character and as a style, which is very interesting because he's not naturally, you know, just he doesn't want to naturally speak that way. So the fact that he's kind of changing his tonality, he's going up there and then down to the breathy side of things, means he's actually got a bigger range than people might think he has. Not only just a fast, articulate, you know, rapper, but also someone who's willing to play a little bit with the dynamics of their voice. I got a laptop in my back pocket. Yeah, so those glottal stops are coming through in the rapping as well. Some people rap in very different ways, but you know, I think that it might be an East Coast thing where it's very staccato, it's very stopping start, it's very hard and very punchy. And I got a laptop in my back pocket. And he's using the words that actually go really well with that punchy sort of attitude and accent that he's using. But yeah, the main thing I'm taking from Eminem is that his accent really, really dictates the way that he's rapping, and he's over expressing what he's doing. So taking it as something that's really in the mouth into more the nose. Why, high, fly, guy, up there, somewhere. Then he's coming down, you know, and speaking like there. And when he's doing the breathy thing, he's down there too. But he goes up there to make some of those sounds, which are really piercing and really kind of energized. And that's why his voice really cuts through the music, and it really cuts through, and we really remember it. So that's a quick, short little review of Eminem. I'm not going to go into too much detail because these videos are meant to be short. They're meant to be light. I am going to be doing full reconstructions of people's voices and breaking them down in full, but I've not yet got to how exactly I'm going to approach that because they might be quite long and they might take a lot of editing to get them down to something that's a bit more concise for you to use and work with. But that's my quick review of Eminem. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like this video, then check out some of the others. If you like this channel, then subscribe and hit the notifications bell. If you want to chat to me, just hit me up in the comments and we can, you know, have a little banter back and forth and see what you'd like to have next. Any recommendations, just throw them in there. I've got hundreds of recommendations of voices that I'm going to try my best to get through this year. And any that I see that are doubled up or tripled up, I'll probably get to first. So thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.